This is the second Sunday for our new teaching series, What the Bible Says About Love, Marriage, and Sex. And this sermon is really for all different types of people, from youth to adults, single to married, as well as dating, not dating. I invite you to invite your friends and who may be having issues with relationships or considering marriage, or maybe they just want to know a little bit more about the opposite sex. If you're a youth, you know, I would have been ecstatic if my pastor, whenever I was your age, decided to preach a sermon series on love, marriage, and sex. Because that's something that I could take and apply to my life. And I hope you feel that way. I hope, you know, you don't think this is a boring montage of different things regarding things that really don't matter to you. I hope you look at it as if you're not dating anyone now, that maybe, you know, in the future, you could use this, think back on these things and use them in your life directly. But anyway, I just praise God that the church can be a place that's a relevant place, a place where all of us can take something from the worship service and apply it to our lives immediately, if not in the near future. Well, last week we discussed his needs and her needs, and honestly, I could preach two or three sermons on that alone, probably more on his needs. But anyway, we talked about moving from incompatibility to irresistibility, how we need to be servants to our spouse. Then I lifted up five basic marital needs of a husband and five basic marital needs of a wife, and that the Christian marriage specialist Willard F. Harley believes, if fulfilled, would help make you irresistible to your spouse. And so today, we're going to move forward into I do, I think. And now, those of you who are or have been married, do you remember why you got married? Well, do you remember why you got married? You know, I find much of my marital counseling that I've done over the last 14 years of being a pastor, I find that people really didn't understand when they got married why they were getting married. They had a feeling down in the gut of the stomach, you know, that feeling. There was a need that was being met, or they were following in the footsteps of generations of family members before them. You know, marriage is just a natural step. It's what we're supposed to do. The point is that many people that I've talked to over the years didn't really understand what marriage was about. And today we're going to use Abraham as a springboard into this subject. Do you remember our scripture for today in regards to Abraham? Seems kind of strange in our culture, doesn't it? But just to give you a little history, Abraham and his wife Sarah couldn't have children. After much prayer and heartache, God blessed them with a son, Isaac, when Abraham was the ripe old age of 100, the Bible tells us. Now, can you imagine having a baby when you're 100 years old? There are days that I can't imagine having a baby when I'm 40 years old. But after all those years of waiting, I'm sure that Abraham spoiled him like you and I could not even imagine. You know, designer baby clothes, private schools, convertible on his 16th birthday, you know, stuff like that. You get the picture. So when it came time for Isaac to get married, you can bet that Abraham didn't leave that choice to chance. He sent his trust in He sent his trusted oldest servant, the servant that was in charge of all that he had, back to his homeland to make the best selection possible. And can you blame him? I mean, Isaac was probably about 16 years old. If you had a child that was 16 years old looking to get married, do you think they'd be equipped enough to choose a lifelong mate? Now, youth, I think these boys want to preach the sermon because they're not even listening. One of them's my son, by the way, if you're visiting. So maybe you already heard me practice. But anyway, you know, youth, right here at this point, you're probably going to get a little irritated with me. But, you know, we have to ask this question honestly. Not that any of us would want this choice made for us, but youth,